今天选读的经文记载在旧约的诗篇127篇1至5节。会众请聆听上帝的话。若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所赐给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑。剑带充满的人，变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不自羞愧。本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。约翰福音15章5节，耶稣说：“离了我，你们就不能做什么。”约翰福音15章5节，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
真的很高兴啊！我们刚才又听到了，很久没有听到我们诗班献诗。
We're so happy that we were able to hear our choir who we haven't heard in a while.
求主帮助我们的疫情尽快过去，我们可以尽快恢复正常。
And we ask the Lord to help us pass the COVID very quickly so we can regain our normalcy.
那在圣经的诗篇里面呢，从120篇到134篇，一共有15篇。
In the Old Testament, from in Psalms chapter 120 to 134, a total of 15 Psalms.
他们叫做上行之诗。
They're called the Songs of Ascents.
上行是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to ascend?
据说是这些诗歌啊，它是当年啊这些以色列的朝圣者，他们要去到耶路撒冷的路上唱的。
And it was said that.These are psalms or songs that were sung by the pilgrims as they visit Jerusalem.
或者是祭司他们进入耶和华的圣殿的时候，从外院进到内院，每上一级台阶，他们就唱一首。
And or it was those priests that they as they travel from the outer courts, the inner courts, into the holy temple, and as they ascend a step, they would sing a psalm.
那今天的讲道经文呢，刚好在这15首诗篇最中间的一首。
And today's sermon is right in the middle of those 15 psalms.
是以色列的所罗门王写的。
It was written by King Solomon.
它是用来赞美上帝给人在生活当中有各样的帮助，有各样的恩典。
The psalm is about praises to the Lord for the everyday things that happens in life.
所以说呢，这篇诗也常常用来是在教堂庆典的时候啊诵读的一首诗篇。
And the scripture is often read in a church building or celebrating of church anniversaries.
那今天是我们檀香山华人信义会47周年的庆典。
And today is Chinese Lutheran Church's 47th anniversary.
那刚好这篇诗篇就在我们今天的。这个讲道经文当中
and it coincidentally the psalm is our scripture for the day
那我相信这是上帝的安排
and I believe this is an arrangement by God
那今天是上帝所定的日子
and today is a day that has been appointed by God
我们高兴欢喜的同时呢我们来看看 天父上帝借着这篇很久远的这个希伯来古诗，要给我们有什么样的提醒？
And as we rejoice and celebrate our anniversary, let's read the scripture and think about what God is trying to teach us.
那诗篇127篇可以分为两段。
Psalm 127 can be divided into two parts.
我们先来看第一段。
Let's look at the first portion.
这边讲到全然靠主的生活。
And talks about a life that relies on God alone.
我们先一起来读一读这段。诗篇下一页，好，我们一起来读。有英文的，你们可以按照下面的英文来读。
And let's read together, and please read in English as well.
一起来。若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇。吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然；唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必然安然睡觉。在这短短的两节经文当中
，In those two short verses，
有一个词出现了三次。
There's a word that appeared three times。
不知道大家有没有留意到
？And if you notice，
就是枉然哈，你们刚才已经看到枉然，下一页。那枉然就是白费力气的意思。
The word is in vain. What in vain means wasted effort.
就是徒劳无益，没有果效。
And it's hard work with no results.
所罗门在这里一年用了三种，一年讲到三种枉然。
Solomon used this word in vain three times in a row.
讲到枉然劳力。
He talks about labor in vain.
讲到枉然警醒。
Stand watch in vain.
讲到枉然劳碌。
And toil in vain.
劳碌这个词呢，有伤痛、很艰辛、很焦虑的意思。
The word toil includes hurtful, hardship, and anxiety.
所以我们又可以说是枉然焦虑啊，枉然担忧。
And we can also say that it's toil in vain or worry in vain.
如果说人起早贪黑的忙碌是白费力气，那是不是说我们就什么都不要做了就好？
And if we rise early and stay up late, it's in vain. Does that mean that we don't need to do anything?
是不是我们干脆就等上帝来帮我们做事就好？
Then should we wait for God to do the work?
我们知道，当然不是这样。
And of course not.
这里只是强调，那人在建造房屋、在看守城池，或者在我们日常的生活当中，我们要寻求上帝的心意。
It means that as we're building, as we're standing watch, and as we're toiling, we should.Rely on God's strength.
我们应该依靠上帝的帮助。
And rely on God's help.
如果不寻求上帝的心意，不借着上帝的帮助
，If we do not seek God's will and do not accept God's help，
如果我们只按照自己的喜好，凭着自己的聪明能力去做事的话
，And if we rely on our own wisdom and our ability to do things，
那我们会发现我们常常是白费力气。
And we discover that often we do things in vain.
而且可能还多了很多劳苦愁烦。
And had invited a lot of hard work and worries.
那以前我在加州的时候，认识一位很年长的弟兄。
When I was in California, I know this elderly brother.
他一辈子都在教会，在不同的教会做这个青年事工。
And his career was working with the youth in various churches.
那有一次我跟他聊天。
And one time we were talking.
他说呢，在他辅导过的很多的年轻人当中呢，他们都常常犯同样的一个错误。
He said that as he counseled many young people, they often make a common mistake.
就是他们在做决定以前呢，他们不会先去求问上帝。
That when they before they make decision, often they don't ask God.
而且他说，特别是在交男女朋友这件事情。
And especially it comes to the matter of boyfriends and girlfriends.
那他说，这些年轻人其实很清楚的知道。上帝在婚姻里的一个心意。
And they know God's will very clearly about God's will about marriage.
他们很清楚应该找一位有同样信靠上帝的人。
They know that they have to look for a person who has the same faith.
这样以后才能够同父异母共度一生。
So that in the future they can be submissive to each other and spend the whole life together.
但他们常常是明明知道对方不信主。
But oftentimes they know that the other parties are non-Christian.
但还是执意做了错误的决定。
But they continue to make a mistake.
那很急切地投入到这段感情当中。
And they jump into falling in love.
啊，交了不该交的这个朋友。
And has a friendship with this friend.
然后后来就发现又很痛苦。
And later they discover that they're in
pain. 因为很多观念都不一样。
Because a lot of the concepts they don't have together.
那就来找到这位年长的弟兄，跟他诉苦。
And they so they come to this elderly brother to seek advice.
也请他为他们祷告。
And ask him to pray for them.
求上帝成全他们。
And ask God to help them.
是带领他们进入婚姻。
And ask God to accept their will into marriage.
那这位弟兄就说，他常常其实就给这些年轻人有一个唯一不变的一个忠告。
And this brother said that he has a word for those young people.
这就是在箴言三章的五到六节。
And it's in Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6.
我们可以一起来读一下。
Let's read together.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。在你一切 行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。这一切的事情也包括在交男女朋友的事情上。
And all these things include boyfriends and girlfriends.
那我们生活当中也遇到各样的事情，也应当这样。
And as we encounter many things in life, we should do the same.
各样的事都要认定我们的主。
And everything we have to affirm our God.
就是要全然依靠我们的主。
And that is to rely on him alone.
那在我们今天的经文当中，提到房屋这个词。
And in our scripture today, it mentioned the word house.
那房屋这个词呢，听起来可能很平常。
The word house is very ordinary.
其实它的原文呢，是跟在旧约圣经里面讲的圣殿的时候是同一个词。
And it's the same word in the Old Testament when it talks about the holy temple.
所以做对于这个诗篇的作者所罗门来说，他一定非常有感触。
And to the author of the Psalms, Solomon, he had a lot of feelings.
因为上帝是亲自指定他来修建圣殿。
Because God himself appointed him to rebuild the temple.
我们知道上帝通过所罗门的父亲，就是大卫王，为造圣殿预备了很多的资金，很多的材料。
We know that his father, King David, has prepared a lot of materials and a lot of resources to build the temple.
上帝也亲自制定了这个修建圣殿的蓝图，把它给了大卫。
And God had himself provided the blueprint and given it to David.
那圣殿在所罗门王他做王期间。
And the holy temple during the reign of King Solomon.
在上帝的预备和带领当中。
And given the preparation and leadership of God,
圣殿就被所罗门建起来。
And temple was built.
但我们知道，在所罗门年老的时候，
But we know that in his old age,
他被他很多的嫔妃引诱去拜偶像。
King Solomon was lured by his concubines to worship idols.
做了在上帝眼里面看为恶的事情。
And he did things that were not pleasing to God.
以至于以色列国后来国破家亡，圣殿被毁。
And so as a result, the kingdom of Israel experienced a demise, and the temple was destroyed.
而当以色列人在苦难当中再次呼求上帝，寻求上帝，向上帝认罪悔改的时候，
And as they experienced the tribulation, the Israelites came to God and asked God for help.
上帝又帮助他们重建圣殿，重建家园。
And with their repentance, God had helped them restore the temple.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain.
从耶路撒冷圣殿的修建和被毁，还有重建。
Through the building of the holy temple, its destroy, its destruction, and its rebuilding.
我们看到离开上帝，圣殿就被拆毁。
We see that as people leave God, the temple was destroyed.
信靠上帝，上帝就建立。
Believing in God, relying on God, God will build.
在过去四十七年中。
In the past 47 years.
我们的教会从几十人发展到现在的几百人。
Our church has developed from a number in the teens to hundreds of worshippers.
其中来来往往在我们教会信主受洗的人更是超过上千人。
And many people that have come and left this church, we have baptized in number in the thousands.
上帝借着我们的教会祝福了很多我们的华人同胞。
And God has used this church to bless many Chinese people.
上帝更是恩待我们，帮助我们修建了我们自己的教堂。
And God has even granted His blessings to build this church.
我们不用再去租别人的场地来聚会。
We no longer have to rent others' facilities to worship.
那从我们教会发展的历史。
And according to the history of this church.
这历史就在今天的这个周刊里面哈，你们可以看一看。
And it's recorded in the bulletin today.
那我们相信呢，这个果效不单是出于李牧师师母。
And we believe the results is not only.
包括各位的教牧同工。
The results came because of hard work by Pastor and Mrs. Lee and the co-workers and the leaders of this church.
包括还有很多弟兄姐妹的忠心侍奉
and the faithful service of many brothers and sisters
这些都非常关键
and these are all very important
但不光是这些
but it's not only these
更重要的是大家全然依靠上帝的一个结果
the most important thing is that the result of everyone relying solely on God
是上帝他自己在建立他的教会
it was God who he himself built this church
但他也使用我们这样的人
but he has used all of us
那上帝就一步一步的在带领使用我们的教会
and he has led step by step and used us in building this church
让更多的人可以蒙福
so that more people can be blessed
那经文这里说你们清晨早起夜晚安歇吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉
the verse number 2 says in vainYou rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves.
那读到这里呢，我就想问问我们的弟兄姐妹们。
And as you come to this verse, I want to ask you.
我们有没有常常忙碌了一天到晚上啊，回到家里面觉得一天好像没有什么收获，好像也没有什么意义一样
？Have you worked hard all day, and when you go home, you feel like you haven't accomplished anything?
或者你有没有正在为做不完的作业或者做不完的工作而忧心忡忡
？Or are you worried about those endless homework or work that you're encountered？
你有没有为某件事情，可能是一个更高的学位，或者一个是更大的项目，一个更大的一笔的生意
？Or are you worried about something that could be additional degree or a bigger business？
那你为这些付出了很多的精力
，and you have devoted so much energy into them，
但是却没有看到太大的进展
，but you don't see any reward，
也没有多少的收益
，and no result。
那有没有为维护一段人际关系而付出了很多的努力，但是却看不到怎么样的改善的
？Or have you put out a lot of effort in trying to restore an interpersonal relationship， but there's no result？
你有没有觉得自己付出了很多却是枉然
？Have you discovered that you put out a lot, but those are in vain？
就像经文这里面讲的，枉然建造，枉然警醒，枉然劳力。
Just as the verses said, of labor in vain, stand watch in vain, and toil in vain。
或者你今天已经事业有成，该有的都有了。
Or you can be very successful today. You have everything that you want.
但心里面却仍然没有平安，常常焦虑。
But you still don't have peace in your heart. You worry a lot.
甚至常常无法安然睡觉呢
Even to the point that you cannot sleep.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你有这样的感受
Brothers and sisters, if you have this feeling,
如果你现在的生活就是这样的光景
If your days are like these,
快来依靠上帝
Come and rely on God.
要全然的依靠他
To rely on God alone.
因为正如这两节经文所说的，单靠我们自己，不靠上帝，最终一切都是枉然。
As the scripture said, if we do not rely on God, we rely on ourselves, everything will be in vain.
我们忙碌一天，一天过去以后，我们甚至都连睡觉都没有办法安然睡觉。
To the degree that we labor the whole day, we can't even sleep.
记得我在读神学院第一个学期的时候
，In my first semester in the seminary.
但是学习压力很大
There was a lot of pressure.
因为离开学校已经很久了
Because I've left school for a long time.
一下要觉得看不完的书，有做不完的作业
And as a student, I had a lot of books to read and many things.
每天都非常的忙碌
And every day I was very busy.
那有一次放学以后呢，班上一个跟我关系很不错的弟兄就约我说，礼拜天下午我们出来聚一聚，喝喝茶。
And one day, a brother in the seminary who I know pretty well invited me for an afternoon tea.
我跟他说我不能去，我要赶作业。
And I told him I can't go because I have to do my papers.
那位弟兄是对圣经非常熟悉的。
And the brother knew his Bible really well.
他随口就说，你记得诗篇一百二十七篇说的是什么吗？
And he said, do you remember what Psalm 127 said?
在神学院有时候你会遇到这样的人哈。那我突然被这么一问，根本想不起来诗篇一百二十七篇讲什么。
And for that instance, I couldn't remember what Psalm 127 said.
他还说，你拿出圣经来翻一翻。
And he said, well, take out your Bible and look it up.
那我就打开。
And I opened the Bible.
那我一翻到诗篇一百二十七篇，我就明白他的意思。
And as I read Psalm 127, I understood what he meant.
那段经文就是今天我们刚刚读到的讲到的经文。
And this is our scripture for today.
那我读神学的时候呢，那个时候虽然也常常学习去祷告，因为非常不容易。
And while I was in the seminary, even though I pray fervently because it was difficult.
功过很不容易，你就自然是会常常来祷告。
And because I face a challenge, I pray often.
但其实我没有真正的去全然的依靠上帝。
But in reality, I did not rely on God alone.
更多的时候，我其实还是在拼自己的体力啊，拼自己的脑力。
Many times I was exhausting my own energy and my own mind.
感谢主，就在那个时候，上帝让这个同学给了我一个非常及时的提醒。
And I thank the Lord to use this brother to remind me.
从那以后呢，我就常常提醒自己。
And after that, I remind myself often.
记得不单要为主做工。
To remind myself that it's not only to work for God.
更要靠主做工。
But it's rely on God in the work.
不但要为主做工
，not only to work for God，
更要靠主做工
，is to rely on God in the work。
那回过头来，我真是感谢主。
And as I look back, I thank the Lord。
如果不是靠着主，我相信我不可能在读神学那三年里面可以做很多参加很多的教会的活动。
And I thank the Lord. If it's not for Him, I could not have attended many activities in churches while I was in the seminary.
包括不同的服事在教会。
I served in the church.
像带领团契、教主日学，甚至是讲道。
I led the fellowship, and I taught Sunday school, and I even preached.
那个时候，虽然常常还是需要起早贪黑的。
At that time, I had to rise early and stay up late.
但我心里面却常常有平安。
But there was peace in my heart.
也总能够安然睡觉，而且。常常是精力充沛。
And I slept very well, and I was very energetic.
我相信是因为靠着主，我才可以享受在神学院读书和在教会服事的每一天。
And I believe that it was because I rely on God that I could have the energy and the time to serve the Lord in the church.
所罗门在这里说
，Solomon said,
唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
He grants sleep to those he loves.
虽然说不能安然睡觉，不一定是因为思虑太多。
If we have worry, doesn't mean that we
有其他各种各样的原因。
Cannot sleep. There are other reasons why we cannot.
但思虑太多一定会影响睡眠。
But if you worried a lot, it would affect your sleep.
如果我们能够更多的依靠主
，If we rely more on the Lord,
将重担放在主面前
，And give Him our burdens,
就必然会有相对来说比较好的睡眠。
We relatively will improve our sleep.
这也是主耶稣的应许。
And this is his promise.
他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
He said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
到主面前来的人，就是全然靠主生活的人。
Those who rely on God are those who rely on God in their everyday lives.
他们跟上帝有很亲密的关系。
They have a wonderful relationship with God.
是上帝所亲爱的人。
Those are who God loves.
盼望我们每一位弟兄姐妹都能够在生活当中来全然靠主。
And I hope, I pray that all of you in your everyday life will rely on God solely.
都能够经历所罗门这里这句带着应许的诗句。
And you can experience the verse that's the experience of King Solomon.
唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
God grants sleep to those He loves.
我们不单自己要过全然靠主的生活。
Not only do we ourselves live a life that is relying on God.
我们更要把这样全然靠主的生活的方式传承给我们的下一代。
We should pass on this lifestyle to our next generation.
我们一起来读接下来这段经文。
Let us read together the next verse.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所赐的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。记得好些年前，我那个时候刚到加州工作的时候。
A few years ago, when I first arrived in California to work.
那有一次，教会聚会结束以后，有一位年长的姊妹就走过来。
And after church one day, an elderly sister came to me.
她靠我靠得很近，很小声的对我说一句话。
And he said in very low voice.
他问得非常的含蓄。
And he was a little humble when he spoke.
他问了我一个问题，我估计教会以外的人应该是不大听得懂的。
And he asked me a question that unless you're a Christian, you probably won't understand.
他问我。
He asked.
弟兄，你得产业了没有？
He said, brother, have you gotten your inheritance?
那是我第一次有听到有人这样问我。
And it's the first time I heard somebody asking me this question.
我就在想他是什么意思呢？
And I was thinking, what does she mean?
这位年长的姊妹一看就知道我可能还没有领会，她就又问了一句，你从上帝那儿有没有得产业？
And then she noticed I didn't understand. She asked again, have you received your inheritance from God?
我这才明白，她是在问我你有没有孩子。
And I finally understood. She's asking me whether I have children.
不知道你们当中有没有这样问问题的啊？在上帝的眼里，我的意思就是说，在或者在我们基督徒的眼里，我们所生养的儿女不单单在是我们父母的骨肉。
And in the Christian eyes, and also in the eyes of God, our children are not just flesh and bones.
同时也是上帝赐给我们的产业。
And they are the inheritance given to us by God.
那儿女既然是上帝赐给我们的产业。
And if children are the inheritance from God.
那在养育儿女的过程当中，最重要的就是应当帮助他们来认识这个赐产业的主，就是天父上帝。
And then it's most important as we're rearing these children to let them know, to let them get to know the God who has granted the inheritance.
那根据权威调查机构 Barna 出的这个报告，我们可以看 PPT.
And it's according to the research agency Barna.
我们可以清楚地看到对我们下一代的信仰能够起到积极影响的最关键的两个因素分别是父母和教会。
As you see, you can see in the chart, the two most critical reasons why, how parents can influence their children's faith is through parents and the church.
也就是说我们的下一代对信仰的态度。
And it means that the attitude of the next generation towards faith
很大程度取决于他们从小到大在成长过程中他们的父母对信仰的态度。
Oftentimes, it is their parents' attitude toward their faith as they're growing up.
以及这些孩子他们在教会所受到的影响。
And as well as the influence that these children have received attending church.
我们需要把孩子带到教会来。
We have to bring our children to church.
使他们在教会的儿童主日学中，在教会的崇拜当中，对上帝的话语有更多的领受。
So that they can understand the words of God through Sunday school and school and through worship.
那有一次在教堂聚会，大家一同起立唱诗的时候。
And one time we were worshiping and we stood to sing a hymn, a praise hymn.
那也是好些年前的事情了。
Many years ago.
当时我看到一位。满头银发的年长的姊妹。
And I saw a silver-haired sister.
她就站在我旁边。
She was standing next to me.
我不太认识她。
I didn't know her very well.
但是她唱得非常的投入。
But she sang so wholeheartedly.
那唱完诗，她坐下。
And afterwards, after the hymn's over, she sat down.
这位姐妹很激动地告诉我。
And she excitedly told me.
这是我小的时候，我妈妈带我去教会的时候，我们一起最爱唱的一首诗歌。
This is the hymn that when I was small, my mother took me to church and we sang it often.
箴言二十二章说：“教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。”
Proverbs 22:6 said, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it."
那一天，我在这位满头银发的年长的姐妹的身上就看见了这句话。
And that day, I saw in the silver-haired sister the witness of this, these words.
感谢主给我们教会有这么多的小朋友。
We thank the Lord for giving this church many children.
那在疫情之前，我们的儿童主日学有将近100个小朋友。
And before the COVID, our Sunday school we had over 100 children.
这超过很多幼儿园的规模了。
And is as big as many of the kindergartners.
那也特别感谢主，这个月开始呢，我们有黄蕊姐妹，她专门来负责我们教会的儿童施工。
And we thank the Lord that starting this month, that Sister Nancy Wong is in charge of a Sunday ministry, children's ministry.
也感谢主，兴起了很多的弟兄姐妹来参与儿童主日学的教导。
And we also thank many brothers and sisters who have the burden to teach these children.
求主使用我们的儿童主日儿童施工
and we pray to God that he will use the children's ministry
帮助我们的孩子们能够将生命建立在主耶稣这块磐石上
that these children can build their lives on the solid rock Jesus Christ
帮助我们的孩子能够更多明白上帝的话
to help these children better understand God's words
能够一生走在正路上
so that they can for the rest of their life walk in the path of righteousness
我们刚才看的这个 Barna 报告呢，我们看到，我们可以看上一页。
Let's look at the Barna survey again.
父母对孩子的影响是大过教会的。
The influence on the parents is greater than the influence from the church.
这父母当然也包括他这个孩子所在的家庭。
And the parents also implies families.
我们看的是排在最上面的。
And it's the foremost.
那孩子长大离开家以后。
And after these children grow up and leave their home,
愿不愿再继续去教会
whether or not they're willing to continue to attend church,
取决于他们在离家以前，他们的父母有多在乎去教会
It was affected by before they left home, how their parents attended the church.
他们祷告的习惯，灵修的习惯，也很大程度上受到父母的影响
Their habit of prayer and devotion.Well, it's also largely affected by their parents' habits.
所以比把孩子带到教会来更重要的就是父母要以身作则，成为孩子们的榜样。
And more important than bringing the children to church is the parents' own example to their children.
让他们在每天的生活当中能够看见父母是怎样依靠上帝的。
And so that they can see how in their everyday life, how their parents rely on God.
所以我们有时候听到一个说法，就是不但要把孩子带到教会来
，and sometimes we hear not only do you have to bring your children to church，
更要把教会带回到家里面。
That we should take the church back home。
那宣教士戴德森一家先后五代人从1853年就开始在中国从事宣教的工作。
The missionary Hudson Taylor, his whole family started.
下一张。
Started spreading the gospel in China in the year 1853.
那我们可以看跳两张哈 slide. 那他的第四代、第五代孙戴少珍牧师、戴吉忠牧师，听说先后都来到过我们教会讲道的。
His fourth and fifth generations were all pastors, and they've all been to our church.
我相信这正是他们父母在信仰上为孩子做了美好的榜样，做了美好的见证。
And I believe that their faith is because of parents' good example.
那苏文峰牧师可能是我们华人基督徒比较熟悉的一位牧师。
Pastor Su Wenfeng is a well-known pastor amongst the Chinese churches.
那在一次采访当中，他回忆说
，In an interview, he reflected.
他的父母一共生了加他在内八个孩子。
His parents gave birth to 8 children.
后来大家都长大离开家。
And after they all grown up, they left home.
但父母从来没有间断给分散在各地的孩子们写家庭代祷信。
And the parents never gave up, never always wrote family prayer letters for all the children scattered all over the world.
那父母先了解各家的情况。
The parents understood the situations that with each family.
然后以代祷信的方式寄给每一家人。
And in a prayer letter, and spread the news to everyone else.
这不单可以帮助家庭成员间，特别是天各一方的这些可以相互的了解彼此的情况。
And this helps the distant relatives to understand what everyone is faced with.
更是把生活当中很多的难处都放在祷告里面。
And to bring the difficulties in life in prayers.
带到上帝面前来。
And to bring them to God.
一家人彼此来带祷。
And the whole family pray for each other.
这样的家庭氛围就帮助孩子们在人生的路上能够常常更多的来仰望上帝。
And this has helped build their families to more relying on God.
更多的依靠上帝，寻求上帝的旨意。
And to seek God's will.
寻求上帝的帮助。
And ask God for help.
也更多体会上帝的恩典。
And then experience God's blessings more abundantly.
相信这对父母虔诚的生活影响了他们几个孩子一生。
And I believe that the parents' faith had influenced the family's whole life.
那求主帮助我们每一个家庭。
And I ask God to help each and every one of our families.
帮助每一对的父母。
And ask help each parent.
能够首先来全然靠主。
That they themselves first come and rely on God.
在生活中的点点滴滴，为孩子做美好的榜样。
And through the details of daily lives to bear good witness to their children.
让我们的孩子也真是见证。信靠上帝的人是何等的有福。
And that the children can see that those who rely on God are truly blessed.
帮助他们也能够自己来信靠这位又真又活的主。
And to help them to rely on this God who is alive in our hearts.
能够在这个越来越弯曲背谬的世界当中分辨是非，一生走在光明的正路当中。
And they have the ability to discern good from the bad in this corrupt world, and that they can.
所罗门把儿女比喻为勇士手中的剑。
Solomon had said in parallel the description of children are like arrows in the hands of a warrior.
又把这些父母比喻成剑袋充满的人。
And he describes the parents as arrows in the hand, the parents as a man whose quiver is full of them.
以至于他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
So that they will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
那在古时候的以色列，城门口通常是大家做买卖的地方。
And back in the days of a kingdom of Israel, the court is a place often they traded or did business.
也是解决争端的地方。
And this is where judgment took place as well.
比如说父母有时候被人诬告，那儿女就可以出来为父母讲话。
When the parents were accused, then the children can come and defend for the parents.
那如果有外敌入侵，当然就是成了抵挡敌人与敌人对峙的地方。
And if there are outside enemies, the court was a place where they defended.
如果儿女多，人口多，当然就更有优势。
And if the population is great, there are many children, then they will be on the winning side.
在我们今天的生活当中，这样的城门口几乎已经看不到了。
And in today's life, you hardly see the courts like that.
但仇敌却一直都有。
But our enemies are still present.
我们有没有仇敌啊？
Do we have enemies?
说到仇敌，我们可能马上会想到那些得罪过我们的人。
When we talk about enemies, sometimes we think of those people who offended us.
那可能是我们以前的同事或者朋友。
Our former friends or colleagues.
也可能是我们的邻居，甚至是我们的家人。
Our neighbors or could be our family members.
但这样的人，主耶稣说，我们应当去包容，去宽恕，去爱他们。
And people like that, God says that we have to forgive, to accept, and love them.
因为他们并不是我们真正的仇敌。
Because they are not our real enemies.
那谁才是我们真正的仇敌呢？
So who's our real enemy?
彼得在彼得前书当中这样说：你们的仇敌魔鬼。仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
In the first book of Peter, chapter 5:8, it says, "Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour."
那我们仇敌其实是魔鬼撒旦。
Our enemy is Satan.
那我们的仇敌不光是这个看不见的魔鬼撒旦，也是有很多看得见的明目张胆抵挡上帝真道的人。
Our enemy is not only Satan, but also those who are living against God.
就像保罗在腓立比书当中所说的。
Paul said in Philippians,
有许多人，他们行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
In Philippians chapter 3:18 says, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ.
我们今天生活的时代，其实早已经是一个兵临城下的时代。
And today's world is one that is corrupted and on the way.
敌人早就在我们的城门口了。
And the enemies are outside of our gates.
甚至已经进了城。
Sometimes they are already in the gate.
甚至住在我们当中。
Living amongst us.
大家有这样的体会吗？
Do you have this experience?
在过去的几十年。
In the past decades or so.
在美国这个以基督信仰建国的国家里面。
In the U.S. that was built upon the Christian faith.
很多的学校甚至政府部门的办公室都把圣经拒之门外。
Many schools and government offices has denied the Bible.
总统就职典礼上的祷告居然都可以不奉天父上帝、不奉耶稣基督的名来祷告。
In the presidential prayer, in the prayer that inaugurating the president, they left out in the name of Jesus in their prayer.
圣经上明明禁止的罪被合法化。
Those sins that were clearly mentioned in the Bible have been legalized.
一个一个的城市，一个一个的州，变成了索多玛。
And many many cities and many states have become Sodom.
世界越来越败坏。
And this world has become more corrupt.
因为全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
Because the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
但就连教会也不能够幸免。
But and this cannot churches cannot.Be prevented.
那两个礼拜前，我们有些弟兄姐妹观看了这个纪念主仆宋尚杰诞辰120周年的这些活动一些视频。
And a few weeks ago, there was a video in celebration of a pastor's 120th anniversary.
那有一位这个张牧师，他再一次提醒我们，美国的教会正在全面沦陷的一个现实。
And there was a Pastor Chang who reminded everyone that the reality in the U.S. is that it's sinking into despair.
他收集了一些在这个基督邮报上的一些新闻标题，帮助我们大家更多的来体会大敌当前的这样一个现状。
He has collected some news headlines pertaining to to our faith.
我也把这个地方列在这个我们的 PPT 上，因为我知道有些弟兄姐妹也没有。参加当时的这个活动。
And I'd like to share them with you today.
那第一个就是说，美国基督徒大部分不相信圣灵的存在。
It says that most adult U.S. Christians in the U.S. don't believe in the Holy Spirit and don't believe it's real.
又有一篇说，大多数的美国人现在接受进化论。
Most Americans now accept the theories of evolution.
不再相信上帝的创造。
They do not accept God's creation.
那美国40岁以下的基督徒60%都称耶稣并非得救的唯一道路。
60% of Christians under 40 say Jesus is not the only way to salvation.
那浸信会案例了该教派历史上第一位变性人牧师。
The Baptist Church has ordained the first known transgender pastor in the denomination's history.
美国福音路德教会还成为首个案例跨性别的主教。
The Evangelical Lutheran Church of America has become the first mainstream denomination in the U.S. to install a trans-identified bishop.
我想光是看这些新闻标题，我们都应该有兵临城下的感觉。
And looking at these news headlines, we should all have a feeling of that the enemy is within our gate.
我们的仇敌不单是到了我们的这个城门口，也到了我们的家门口。
Our enemies have not only has also entered into our homes.
那保罗提醒我们，我们并不是，我们一起来读这一段好了，我们下一章，我们一起来读这一段。
Let's read this verse together.
我们并不是与属血气的征战。乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战，所以要拿起上帝所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。我们作为基督徒，作为上帝的子民
，We as Christians and God's children，
我们必须全然靠主。
We have to rely on God.
穿戴上帝所赐的全副的军装
And to be equipped with the armor of God.
才能够在这个属灵的征战当中站立得稳。
In that way, we can stand firm in the spiritual warfare.
而且我们不单是自己要站稳。
And not only we stand firm.
我们还要帮助我们的孩子也能够站得稳。
We should also help our children to stand firm.
使他们也能够面对生活当中各种各样的试探、挑战、攻击的时候，他们也能够全然靠主。
And so when they are challenged and attacked by Satan in their lives, they can also stand firm and rely on God.
他们能够在这场属灵的恶战当中能够胜利。
So that they can be victorious in the spiritual warfare.
而仅仅顾到我们自己和我们的子女其实是不够的。
And it's not enough to only care about ourselves and our children.
前面提到我们的仇敌是属灵的仇敌。
It mentioned earlier that our enemy is an enemy of spiritual warfare.
是在这个灵界的仇敌魔鬼撒旦。
And it's Satan.
所以我们所说的儿女，其实也不仅仅包括我们有血缘关系的儿女，也包括我们属灵关系上的儿女。
And so the meaning of children is not only our own blood children, but also the spiritual children.
正如提摩太是保罗属灵的儿子。
Just like Timothy was the spiritual son of Paul.
马可是彼得的属灵的儿子。
Mark was the spiritual son of Peter.
那我们就需要领人，领更多的人来信主。
We have to lead more people to come to know God.
使更多人能够成为上帝的儿女。
So more people can become children of God.
当然我们不能够只身不养。
However, we can not only give birth and not nurture them.
我们需要用上帝的话语来喂养他们。
We have to feed them with God's words.
用真理来教导他们。
And to teach them in the truth.
用生命来影响他们。
Use our lives to bear witness to them.
使他们在主里成长。
So that they can grow spiritually.
让他们可以成为是吃干粮的主的门徒。
And so that they can be Christians that eat regular food, not baby food.
成为能够在城门口为天父阿爸与仇敌魔鬼征战。并且得胜的上帝的儿女。
And so that they can be standing in the courts and defend a God against Satan and be victorious.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所赐的赏赐。
Children are an heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him.
感谢主，上帝赐给我们教会很多的属灵的儿女。
And thank the Lord that God has given us many spiritual children in this church.
在上星期的福音组织当中，有十一位的这个朋友决志信主。
In last Sunday's spiritual and last Sunday's Gospel Sunday, 11 brothers and sisters have dedicated their lives to Christ.
他们愿意一生来跟随上帝。
They have accepted Christ and they want to follow God through the rest of their lives.
愿主继续来大大的赐福给我们的教会。
And I pray that God will continue to bless our church.
使我们有更多的属灵的孩子。
So that we have more spiritual children.
也帮助我们的教会靠着主好好的喂养他们。
And ask God's help so that we can nurture these children.
使他们能够成为主耶稣的精兵。
So that they also can become Christian soldiers.
能够成为这个黑暗时代的亮光。
And become light of this dark world.
今天是我们教会的47周年庆。
Today is our 47th birthday of this church.
感谢上帝建立了我们的这间教会。
And I thank God for building this church.
保守带领我们教会经过了过去的47年。
And have kept and guided this church in the last 47 years.
感谢主接着我们的教会祝福了很多来来往往或者是长期居住在檀香山的华人同胞。
And we thank the Lord for through this church that they have blessed many Chinese people in Honolulu and those who have pass us.
我们把教会的未来继续交托在上帝的手中。
We give the future of this church to the Lord.
求主帮助我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
We ask the Lord to help each brother and sister.
能够在每一天的生活当中来全然靠主。
In their everyday lives, rely on God alone.
也借着这样的全然靠主的生活，影响我们的下一代。
And use our life that relies on the Lord to pass on to our children.
使这样全然靠主的生命能够传承下去。
So that the life of relying on the Lord can be passed on.
使我们的孩子们也能够得到这样全然靠主的丰盛的生命。
So that our children can receive an abundant life that's a result of relying on God.
也让更多的人能够得到福音。
And that, so that more people can receive the gospel.
能够来靠主而活。
And to live for God.
求主继续使用我们的教会。
And I ask the Lord to continue to use this church.
使用我们弟兄姐妹的美好的生命见证。
To use the good witnesses of our members.
吸引更多人来归向主。
To attract more people to God.
成为天国的儿女。
To become children of God.
与我们同得宝贵的救恩和各样属灵的福气。
So that we can receive the precious grace and blessings from God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐下你宝贵的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your precious words.
求主你帮助我们在生活的方方面面都能够全然靠主。
Please help us so that in every details in our lives we can rely on you alone.
也帮助更多人来信靠你。
And that more and more people can come to believe in you.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.